Sermon podcasts come to you from Christ Church Cathedral in the Anglican Diocese of Fredericton in Fredericton, New Brunswick, Canada. This is a version of a sermon delivered by the Dean of Fredericton, Jeffrey Hall. At Choral Evensong on the sixth Sunday of Easter, May 25th, 2025, entitled Part Wheat, Part Weed. Listen to podcasts by visiting the Watch and Listen tab on our website at christchurchcathedral.com. Search Christ Church Cathedral Fredericton podcasts on the web, or find us listed on iTunes, Spotify, YouTube Music, TuneIn Radio, or Podchaser podcasts. Subscribe using your favorite podcatcher.
The slaves of the householder came and said to him, "Master, did you not sow good seed in your field?" In Leviticus 25, the Hebrew people are still camped at Mount Sinai, still in their wilderness wandering after being led away from Egypt by Moses. This chapter ordains features of management for God's people following the familiar seventh-day Sabbath embedded in the fourth commandment. 6 days shall you labor, but the seventh is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. The Sabbath of the land and the Jubilee follow the familiar seven-day cycle of the also familiar commandment. When the people arrive in the promised land, they are to observe also the Sabbath of the land. For 6 years you shall sow your field, and for 6 years you shall prune your vineyard. The similarity here should be no surprise. The Sabbath pattern of seven is repeated. 6 years and the seventh is the Sabbath. Farmers to this day know that it's necessary for land to have regular rest if it's to produce at its best. The year following 7 weeks of years is to be known as the 50th year, the year of Jubilee. In the Holy Jubilee year was liberation. All slaves set free to return to family. Debts were leveled, the clock reset. Jubilee is a year also of rest, an economical Sabbath, a fresh start for all. But a sabbatical ordering is more than just wise management. It also is an opportunity to build trust. One commentator points out that 2 fallow years in succession would be a severe test. 1 year without affords opportunity to practice intentionality in a deliberate and disciplined way, refraining from systematic harvest for 1 year makes it necessary to trust God for what we have. And I understand that there are observant Jews today who get around the Sabbath year law by cultivating only 6/7 of their land each year, having 1/7 in rest every year. Leviticus is paired today with three parables from the Gospel of Matthew. The customary interpretation of the parable of the wheat and the weeds depends on a strict and simple allegorical reading. The field is the world. There are both wheat and weeds planted there, and they look very similar. We immediately jump to our conclusions, since we know who is the wheat and who are the weeds, don't we? The patience of God is to allow both to coexist, since separation cannot be successful until the fruit has matured. Collect the weeds and bundle them to be burned. Well satisfied with ourselves, we prepare to be marched into the barn. What this parable says depends on who's who and what's what. So what if we are the field, and in each of us is both wheat and weeds, allowed to continue only by the grace and patience of God? It may well be impossible even for us to distinguish between what in us furthers the kingdom of God, what is wheat, and what actually threatens to ruin the entire crop, what is weed. With the ever-growing reluctance to apply the will of the divine by way of religious discipline these days, we know that any thought of wisdom like Sabbath rest for most has gone out the window long ago. Relationships are a far cry from the fidelity described by Ten Commandments that most now agree are outmoded and outdated. What happens when the behavior of the majority bears little, if any, resemblance to the ethical vision of the biblical texts that are the foundation of the legal system and societal standards of Western civilization upon which it is built? What is the result of believing we are disciples when we don't act like it? Perhaps it's then that we have little choice but to lean even harder into the grace that is ours in the resurrected, soon to be ascended Lord. At its best, the church is exactly where we need to be, because it is where we are seen for who we are. Part weed, part wheat, and wholly reliant on the grace of God.
Christ Church Cathedral is located at the corner of Church and Brunswick Streets in Fredericton, New Brunswick. We're always pleased to welcome visitors and guests. For information on programs and worship times, visit christchurchcathedral.com. Send us a message by email at office@christchurchcathedral.com. Or contact the church office by phone Monday to Friday, 9 to 12 noon at 506-450-8500. We'd be pleased to have you visit.